Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
And we are so happy and excited to speak to the incomparable Garth Brooks. Good morning.
Mr. Brooks. I have to say, Mr. Good morning.
Wow, this is nice. Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're really great. Actually, when Farwell, my co-host, calls you Mr., I think about how adorable it is because you're always calling your beautiful bride Miss Yearwood, and I get the goosebumps when you do that.
That's very sweet. Well, Mike, you'll love this. On the farm, my name is Mr. Yearwood. That's where he wears the pants of the family there.
That's okay. This show is Campbell and Farwell. She comes first, too, Garth. I hear you. I hear you, sir.
Amen.
So
how are you guys doing this morning?
We're really great. I got to tell you, I've been doing this DJ gig for quite some time, not as long as you've been singing, though, but close. And I don't think, after we announced that your tour was coming, you were coming to Hamilton, I've never been so inundated with stories and requests and please give me tickets and find me tickets and how do I get tickets. How do you feel about your fan response being so great for so long?
Well, this has been unbelievable. I got to tell you, the 90s were cool, but they can't hold a candle to this tour. We were lucky to see 5 million people in a little bit of 3.5 years on the last world tour, and we're 14 months into this one and already over 3 million tickets. It's just, the response has been overwhelming. It's been a joy. It's just been a million times more than I ever could have thought would have happened, and I'm enjoying every second of it and can't wait to get up there and turn this thing up.
Well, getting up here is what we're so interested in. We just heard this morning that another show has been added in Ottawa. This one in Hamilton, though, first time in about 20 years you've been to this neck of the woods. How are you feeling about coming back and visiting these fans again?
Oh, it's great, man. Music has no borders. So I can tell you right now, if somebody says name, you know, 5 cities that are the top cities in the place to play, you know, we played the old Cops Coliseum, and the place was just loud and just fun. And none of the guys can wait to get back there because we all remember what great time we had there last time. And just we're fired up, man. So this is going to be good. And truthfully, you can close your eyes and you can be in Australia. You can be in Canada. It's all about the people and the music. And that's what touring's all about for me.
Tell me about when you've been touring. Are some of the guys that are on stage with you and gals, are there some of them who've been with you like right from the beginning?
Yeah, we've got a guy called The Rookie. He's been with us the shortest, and we've been together 21 years. So the rest of the crew's all from, you know, like you said, probably a little bit before you got into radio. But it's cool to get to see this again and get to look over to your right and left and see the guys that you did Texas Stadium with, or, you know, there's 2 original guys in the group, and there's 5 or 6 original crew members in the crew. So it's cool to see these guys you started since day one with.
You've always put on such a high-energy show. I mean, you're doing everything up there. I think you kind of pioneered those high-energy shows. But aside from that toll and how tiring it can be, after all of these decades, how do you keep... I guess if it's the mental energy to stay energized about getting out there on stage and performing for your fans.
Well, I'm lucky enough to have recorded under Alan Reynolds and engineer Mark Miller my entire career. And their job was to, when I look at that set list, get ready. The song that's coming up doesn't sound like anything like the song you're singing, and it doesn't sound like anything the song that's following that. So when you get up there and you realize, okay, here comes the show of 2 of a Kind, Thunder Rolls, Friends in Low Places, Call in Baton Rouge. It just never gets old. It's just fun, and you'll see, man. You'll be sitting there going, I don't get it. This guy doesn't do anything all night. I'll never have to work at all. You guys do all the work. I watch you. I laugh my butt off at it. It's fantastic.
Okay, you talked about some of the classics. I mean, you've got such a great catalog to choose from, but I've heard you cover Billy Joel in concert before, Bob Dylan in concert before, and back in the early days, I mean, did you ever think that maybe rock music might be where you're headed instead of country?
No, I mean, it might have been when I was in high school, but then my junior year in high school, I heard a guy named George Strait.
Yeah.
And went, oh my gosh, that's who I want to be. And then ran into another guy named Chris LeDoux and decided, I don't know why the guy on stage can't be having as much fun as the guy in the audience. And so marrying those 2 guys, because they were complete opposites of each other, but both of them cowboys, very much true cowboys at heart, and great country fans of country music. So those 2 guys were huge influences for me.
You just talked about how the fans are so much a part of your show, and they're worked in, and they're entertaining you just as much as you're entertaining us. Yeah. And we have some great questions for you from some of our fans on our Facebook page at country1067.com. And this one I love. Tracy wants to know, what's been your favorite sign from a fan so far?
Ooh. That's a great question. I don't know. There's the famous one from the woman that said, you know, chemo in the morning, the dance at night. And so that was very sweet. I actually carried that sign for almost a year in my wardrobe closet as a good luck kind of piece, and just to remind me what it's all about, until I saw that woman again about a year later. And she'd been pronounced clean. She's in remission. And so I gave her back the sign then to remind her every day, you know, what a gift every day is. So that's probably been my favorite one so far.
Amazing.
I know when we come up in here into Canada, it's all about hockey. And you're going to be here when the hockey playoffs, right around time the hockey playoffs are going to be starting. But because I'm the sports nut here, you're a baseball guy, too. In fact, you had a little bit of a trip there with the San Diego Padres way back when in the late 90s. But still a baseball fan. Who do you follow? Who do you keep up with?
Yeah, man. For one, I'm an all sports fan. And, you know, the foundation is why we played baseball. We launched the foundation for it. And oddly enough, the three teams I played for, two of them were the Mets and the Royals, which came down to the World Series.
Oh, divided loyalties.
Yeah, so it was good just to sit and watch with no side that you picked. And I'm a Bucks fan since I was a baby, all because of Roberto Clemente. So, yeah, I love baseball. Love it all.
We got another great question, too, from Vanessa that asks, what do you think your proudest achievement is?
Oh, I can tell you my proudest achievement is easy. It's my three girls. Just proud of them, proud of the young ladies that they have become. And I got to say, on top of that, probably putting, you know, getting to be Mr. Yearwood, I think is an amazing accomplishment, because, you know, whoever ended up with that woman was the luckiest guy on the planet.
Well, I ended up with her cookbook that I use about three times a week. I'm telling you, I love the food you get to eat, Mr. Brooks.
We've been talking about deviled eggs this morning because I'm a huge fan. And Jennifer was telling me about your wife's deviled eggs recipes.
Yeah, she's great. She grew up mayonnaise base, and our family grew up mustard base. So she makes two plates, like every Thanksgiving. There's one on the left, one on the right, and I find myself eating out of both of them. You know, it's just. But yeah, anything she touches, she loves cooking. I'm not kidding. She'll come home from filming the cooking show and start cooking dinner. So she's it's just one of those things that relaxes her. So she enjoys doing it, and you're lucky if you're sitting at her table.
I gotta have a confession. I make her chocolate chip cookies all the time, and then I tell people that it's my recipe. Sorry, I'm sorry. I do.
All right.
Do they turn out good?
Oh, honestly, people say best chocolate chip cookie they've ever had.
Really? Well, you know what? There's only really one way to find that out, and there is a judge on this phone that would know both of them. So, you know, no pressure or anything, but, you know, while we're up there, it would be nice to get a basket of those from you, and I'll let you know.
I'm going to bring them to the show on the 26th in Hamilton.
It. Garth, it's such a pleasure to talk to you. I know you're a busy guy. We'll let you go, but thank you so much, and we are looking forward to seeing you up here in Hamilton on March the 26th.
You kidding me, man? Thank you, guys. We're all excited. Happy New Year to everybody, and good luck to all of us tomorrow. And I can't wait to get up there and turn it up, man. You guys have a great morning.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Was that, like, so much fun or what?
Oh,
so
my
much
gosh.
Fun.
Oh.
Oh, that was fun.
Yeah.
Somebody asked about the Trisha Duet album, and I didn't ask him that question. Maybe I should have, but I feel as though that's actually, yes, a thing that's definitely going to happen from people that I know that do the record label things. I should have asked that, actually.
Well,
see what he said.
You know what? He's on the world tour now. They're making tons of dough, and that album would also make tons of money. So,
yeah.
Money talks.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.